Number six. She's the smallest of the two sisters. This should be, she's the smaller of the two sisters. This is about comparatives and superlatives. The comparative is used for comparing one thing or person with another. There can only be two of them. For example, this is better than that. She is the younger sister when there are only two sisters. The superlative is used for comparing more than two things. For example, this is the best thing to do, i.e., there are several possibilities. She is the youngest sister, in which case there are at least three of them. Number seven. The data is very confusing and needs sorting. This should be, the data are very confusing and need sorting. Foreign plurals. Criteria, media, and data are all plural words and therefore must be used with a plural verb. For example, the data need to be entered into the computer. There is only one criterion for this job. Radio is a valuable medium for advertising local businesses. There are several criteria for this job. The mass media have damaged his reputation. Number 8. I'm on a diet now and needs to eat less potatoes and fatty food. This should be, I'm on a diet now and needs to eat less potato and fatty food. Or, I'm on a diet now and needs to eat fewer potatoes and fatty foods. This is about the difference between less and fewer. Less is used with uncount nouns and fewer with count nouns. For example, less cake but fewer cakes. Here are some more examples. There is less traffic on the roads in winter. There are fewer birds to be seen in the countryside nowadays. Number 9. One of the company's objectives is to massively increase sales this year. This should be, one of the company's objectives is to massively increase sales this year. Split infinitives. Infinitives are undeclined verbs. For example, to increase, to go, to sing, to advise, to run. In the previous sentence, to increase has been split by the adverb massively. Split infinitives have been the cause of much controversy for years, but the idea that they are ungrammatical is simply a myth. Split infinitives are frequently poor style, but they are not strictly bad grammar. The most well-known split infinitive is to boldly go where no man has gone before in Star Trek. If we were to try and avoid the split infinitive here, it would result either in weakness to go boldly or over-formality boldly to go. Either version would ruin the the rhythmic force of the sentence. If you want to avoid splitting infinitives, do. However, remember that clumsy attempts to avoid them can create horrible sentences. Number 10. Increasing the profit margin and lowering staff turnover is an important objective for the next financial year. Increasing the profit margin and lowering staff turnover are important objectives for the next financial year. Here we need to match the subject and the verb. Increasing the profit margin and lowering staff turnover. Two things. Creating a plural subject. So the verb should be are. This ends the podcast on an exercise in common grammatical errors. I do hope you found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.